explore and achieve.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB Carrollton News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
Good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Today is Tuesday, September 3rd. I hope everyone had a great Labor Day. I am your host, Josh Engel. And today we have Keep Carroll Beautiful in the studio with us today. Very, very happy to have them in the studio with us. We're going to be talking about their paper shredding event, paper shredding recycling event that's going to be coming up on September 14th. From 9 to 1 at the Carroll EMC headquarters right over there on Highway 113. Is that right, Martina?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, cool. I'm terrible with roads, so half the time I'll say the wrong one. Like, I'll say, 61, 113. It all kind of mixes up to me. It's hard to do. But this is a great location.
It is, and I'm so happy that Taylor is here with us, too, to talk about Carroll EMC just a little bit and why they partnered with us. But we had the annual household hazardous waste and paper shredding event in May, and we got a little bit rained out. The weather wasn't perfect, so on the paper side we were a little bit light this year. So when Carroll EMC reached out to us and wanted to partner on an event, this was a really, really easy one to put together. And hopefully, you know, with all the calls we had about the paper, it's going to be one of our most successful paper shredding events in the few years. So
And this show celebrates the relationship between Keep Carroll Beautiful and Carroll EMC. So our guest this morning is the, you just heard her, a little spoiler alert, Executive Director of Keep Carroll Beautiful, Martina Griffin, or otherwise known as Marty, to many people, as well as Taylor Key. She's the Community Relations Supervisor with Carroll EMC. We're very pumped to have you both on the show so we can talk about this cool event. So why don't we start with a bit of bios, a bit of history about each of you. We'll start with Martina. If you could, tell us a bit about yourself and then tell us a bit about the organization. I imagine, being a friend of the show as you are, most people are aware of Keep Carroll Beautiful's mission and what they primarily focus on. But if you could, tell us a bit about you and then a bit about the organization.
Sure. My name is Marty Griffin, and I'm originally from Poland. I moved to the U.S. over 16 years ago, so the accent is not going away. But
I hope it never does.
I'm trying. I've been with Keep Carroll Beautiful since 2020. I started my job in February 2020, so we went through a lot of turmoil just from the beginning, and then jumped right back into organizing the recycling events again. And I think with the COVID year being what it was, we actually improved a lot of our kind of organizational skills on the event side. So we like to call our recycling events, like the upcoming paper shredding, the reverse Chick-fil-A. We'll take your stuff, but you'll be out in less than 5 minutes. So
yeah.
So that's what we're trying to do. And I feel like those recycling events are the main kind of thing that Keep Carroll Beautiful does in terms of programming. Oh, we also hate trash, so we have a lot of programs on litter removal, including Adopt a Road, which Carroll EMC is a part of. So if you're driving past their office, you know, they have those beautiful signs with the Adopt a Mile and Carroll EMC logo, and they do quarterly cleanups on 113. And then we do a little bit of a beautification program too. So again, I hate to say Carroll EMC all those many times, but we had the grant from Carroll EMC Foundation last year for community gardens. So we were really busy this summer about putting community gardens in, and we're almost finished. So we'll publish a big community report really, really soon.
That's awesome. You can't talk about Keep Carroll Beautiful without talking about Carroll EMC.
You cannot.
Community Foundation, Southwire, all these benefactors out in the community that want to support the good work of Keep Carroll Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, let's throw it over to our other guest, Taylor Key. I don't know why I almost called you Dr. Taylor Key. I think I'm so used to having Tanner guests on the show. Taylor Key, she's the Community Relations Supervisor with Carroll EMC. Good morning, Taylor. Tell me a bit about you.
Okay, thanks, Josh. So my name is Taylor Key. I began my journey at Carroll EMC in 2011 as a student employee. At that point, I was at West Georgia. I graduated from the university, and I decided to stay at Carroll EMC, where I worked in the accounting department, and then I moved back to community relations, finished my degrees, and had the opportunity to work with our foundation. So I got to know Marty through the foundation and grants and all the things. Also in the community relations department, we have an employee volunteer program called Together We Serve, and that's how we were able to adopt the mile in front of our office. So our employees clean that mile quarterly as part of our initiative. So that's a little bit about me.
Speaks to the partnership between the two organizations, because your guys is a road that you've adopted is always super clean, and that can't be said about every road that's adopted. That's a very, very clean road. So you say you used to mess around, like you used to do accounting.
So I worked in the accounting department at Carroll EMC.
It sounds so stressful.
It was nice that I did accounts payable.
Oh, cool. So, I got you. So you're a numbers person.
I like numbers. I like spreadsheets.
So Marty is too. So how cool is it to see her reports whenever she gets back, like all the things that have been accomplished?
I will have to say Marty has the best final reports at the end of the year.
Thank you.
Like, they're amazing because they have numbers and they're real numbers. Like, they're great.
Yeah, like you can see solid impact there, yes, right? Like real improvement.
Sure. That's good to know. You should have told me earlier. I was like, I'm always stressing sending those final reports, hoping they look good. So
see, look at that. You're
that's
a pro.
Great. Yeah,
you're
yeah.
a pro. So tell us, Marty. Like, so this you know, this represents very much the relationship between the two organizations. You know, the Carroll EMC has supported Keep Carroll Beautiful in so many ways over the years. Is this one of the first times we've had like a you know, an inter-organization partnership like this outside of Adopt a Mile, like where this will be the first recycling event at Carroll EMC, you know, like with Keep Carroll Beautiful?
In the recent history, yes. I'm not sure anything between, like, you know, 2005 when KCB was created and 2016, but I think this is the first one ever to be just Carroll EMC Keep Carroll Beautiful partnership event.
So cool. So let's talk about paper shredding, the need. You know, folks are very aware of Keep Carroll Beautiful's e-recycling event, tire recycling. I mean, pretty much if there's something that's difficult to recycle in the West Georgia area, Keep Carroll Beautiful is going to have the insight on how you can properly dispose of that / recycle that. So how does paper mix into all this? Like paper, like shredding, what's that about?
Sure. So like you said, we call those hard to recycle material. So it's really easy to recycle your traditional materials like paper, cardboard, metals. You can take them to one of the 10 Carroll County convenience centers nearby. And if you're having trouble finding them, you can go to our website. We have all of them listed by address. So if you have like paper magazines or, you know, your kids' school artwork that you want to recycle, you can take it to a paper bin at the convenience center. But if you have any sensitive information on paper, like, you know, financial documents, we do the one in May just after the tax season. So your old taxes, medical information, if you have any legal documents that need to be shredded, this is the event for you, because we partner with a company called Access. They worked with us for years now to collect the paper and take the take the documents to the facility in Peachtree City and shred them there. So not only do you securely dispose of files that, you know, no one should be seeing because they may have your social security number, your bank account information, but also they recycle all of the paper they shred. So it's kind of a win-win for everybody. And again, if you're comfortable throwing away your papers into a paper bin, you know, that's one thing. But if you really want to make sure that they are shredded, no one will get access to your info, bring them to us on September 14th.
Taylor, I don't know if you caught that, but that was her slick way of saying all the drawings I've done for her, she just recycled them. So now I see that.
We don't keep anything. We recycle.
We're recycling. So this is great for a lot of folks. I mean, not just to mention business owners, but persons who have a lot of you know, hard copies of their banking information, their tax information. This would be a way for them to safely get rid of it. Because I know that's always been a big thing. Like, people are super paranoid, you know, about in the age of online scams and all that. People get really anxious. But, I mean, this is something that is super legit. And this is a partnership that's been going on for a long time.
That's right. And we used to use a local company, American Document Securities. I think they sold their company to Access a few years back. So we no longer have a local spot to do that. But it's a company that services a lot of big businesses in town. So if you see one of those smaller box trucks with the Access logo on it, and they're easy to spot, they service our big businesses in town. So we're confident with them, and you know, that's what they do. They have all the certifications needed to do this job. So again, we will not be shredding on site. We get that question a lot, you know, if someone can pull up and see their materials being shredded, you know, in front of them. Unfortunately, with the volume of traffic we have at events, we're no longer able to shred on site. But you know, if you're comfortable using the company, information on how to find them and research them is on our website. So we encourage people to check them out first if they have any doubts, and, you know, make their decision if they want to participate or not.
Awesome, awesome. Well, time is 8:40. We're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with the Executive Director of Keep Carroll Beautiful, Martina Griffin, as well as Community Relations Supervisor from Carroll EMC, Taylor Key, as we chat more about the paper shredding recycling event coming up September 14th from 9 to 1 at the Carroll EMC headquarters on Highway 113. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Back to Community Voice. Today is Tuesday, September 3rd, and I'm your host, Josh Engel. If you're just tuning in, we've been chatting with Martina Griffin, Executive Director of Keep Carroll Beautiful, as well as Community Relations Supervisor with Carroll EMC, Taylor Key. Be sure to check out the full episode, which will be uploaded to this station's website as well as graticcommunications.com, so that you can play the podcast, you can share it on social media, let folks know the good news. That Carroll EMC and Keep Carroll Beautiful have partnered on this paper shredding event. That's going to be September 14th from 9 to 1 at the Carroll EMC headquarters. And on that, let's jump back over to Taylor Key. So, Taylor, first and foremost, we need to get something important out of the way. Your daughter is named Katie May.
Yes.
Okay, she's the best. Do you want to give her any special love since this is your first time on the radio?
So she will turn 8 years old on Thursday. So happy birthday, Katie May.
Happy birthday, Katie May. We think you're the best. You're the absolute best.
She is also a volunteer with Keep Carroll Beautiful, so she is the best.
Wow. Marty putting them to work no matter how young they are. You hear that?
We had to bring your children to a work day and cleaned up around the Green Belt a few weeks ago. So
that's
all
so
the kids
cool.
Had to clean.
That's fantastic. I love that because I love how this is a whole family affair. I mean, I know that Marty's kids are always pitching in at different events, so Katie's no different. Just like her mom, putting in the work to try to help better her community. So, could you speak a bit to the partnership between Keep Carroll Beautiful and Carroll EMC? I mean, are there any elements of your mission that might sort of you know, coincide with the work that Marty and her team are doing?
Yes. So our cooperative principle 7, which is concern for community, it's just one way that through this event and our partnership with Keep Carroll Beautiful and Marty, that we demonstrate our commitment to the sustainable development of our communities.
Absolutely.
So that's just like one of the ways that we partner with them. Also, our Operation Roundup. That's how our community impact grants are funded through our foundation. And that is one of the grants that Marty has applied for several times in the past and has been funded for different projects. I think your most recent project last year was Community Gardens.
That's
and
right.
Then this year?
This year it was the support for the recycling events.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you for what you do. I mean, Carroll EMC really steps up to help a lot of organizations. And I mean, if you look at just one organization like KCB and you see the, you referenced earlier, you know, the very impressive analytics that she provides, the reports, you see the scope of the impact that Carol EMC has helped fostering in the community. So Operation Roundup, how are those funds collected? Is that like a percentage of, you know, monthly payments or something? Like, how does that work?
So our members can opt to round their bill up to the next whole dollar. And every month we have around 89% participation right now. And we collect roughly $22,000, $23,000 a month. A really wonderful thing about this is all of these funds are pushed back into our communities that we serve through impact grants, which are for local nonprofits, Bright Idea grants, which are teacher grants, which are open right now. They're actually open through October the 7th. So if you are a local school teacher, then you should most definitely apply in a public school system. We also have other initiatives such as house fires. We have food ministries, which are food banks, and also backpack ministries. There's several different, like, scholarships, our Lyman School Scholarship, our Foundation Scholarships, Extending Hope Scholarships. All of our scholarships are funded through our foundation and through Operation Roundup. And what's really awesome is our board of directors are amazing, and every dime that our members give through Operation Roundup is put back into the community. So my salary is funded through Carol EMC. Also, our trustees, we have all of our board members, they appoint a trustee, and our trustees can serve up to two consecutive terms. A term is 3 years, and they are actually the ones who vote and decide on how the funding, how they disperse funds. And it's awesome to see them all work together and in different ways and really share the love. Also, with our Bright Idea grants, which are the teacher grants, they are blind graded. So that's really amazing, because a lot of our trustees are retired educators, but they do not know who the teachers are that we award grants to until after we've actually awarded them.
That's so cool.
That's pretty awesome. We're really fortunate at Carol EMC to have a fantastic board of directors, a fantastic group of trustees that really support us and support community initiatives like the paper shredding event, also Operation Roundup, and our Together We Serve program.
This is tremendous. So yes, this sir. Is a this is absolutely a testament to, you know, folks support organizations either by rounding up their monthly bill with Carol EMC or supporting an organization like Keep Carol Beautiful. Folks don't realize sometimes that doing that small action really improves everything for everybody, because reinvesting it into the local community just raises property value, right? And helps lower crime rate among other things. So thank you for what you guys are doing. I mean, this is a great team up. So the paper shredding event, you just mentioned it. It's coming up September 14th. Marty, give us a rundown of what that's going to be like. You know, are there any rules people need to keep in mind? Does it cost anything to come recycle something?
So we try to provide all of our recycling events as a free service to the community. That's why we apply for grants and have sponsorships. But we do have a limit on the number of boxes you can bring to the event. And it's 3 banker's boxes. If you want to Google how big a banker's box is, please do. We will be happy to you know address any questions people may have. But it's a regular banker's box, which I believe is 24 inches long and 12 inches wide. So if you don't have a banker's box, you don't need to buy them. Just bring us, you know, an Amazon box full of papers.
Printer paper box is pretty similar.
And we have the dimensions on our website too. So if you need to get any more information, you can always head to keepcarolbeautiful.org, and the big paper shredding banner is the first thing you see. So it's easy to click on it and get the details. But we will be at Carol EMC between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. We will probably have a slightly shorter drop-off line this year than in the other venues. So please don't arrive early. We won't be able to accommodate the traffic on 113. We will be there until 1 o'clock. We have plenty of space for paper, so just come after 9 and follow our flags. We decided on a kind of a layout for the event. So you'll go through that back entrance to the parking lot and kind of snake around the building to the pay window. But just follow the signs and the flags. If anything needs to change, we may adjust the layout a little bit. And also, even if it's raining, there's that beautiful overhang in the pay window. So it's a rain or shine. And again, you don't have to even get out of the car. Just put everything you need in the back seat or in the trunk. And we'll have someone take care of that for you. So again, three boxes.
Three banker boxes. If you think about in movies and cartoons when someone gets fired and they're carrying all their stuff out of their workplace, it's usually in a banker box.
Yes.
So you can bring three of those.
That's right.
And so you're saying you don't even got to get out. This is like a drive-through. So
it's a reverse Chick-fil-A. Like you don't get out of your car. We'll get it out on your way in 5 minutes. I think our average time per car at our busiest event was still, you know, under like 7 minutes, and we had 400 cars come through the 4-hour event. So we unloaded 400 cars, you know, and in that short time. So
that's amazing. So this thing moves fast.
It does. Yes.
So it's not even like you're going to take a lot of time out of your day. You can just roll up.
Yeah.
The volunteers jump in. I imagine it's some Keep Carol Beautiful volunteers, probably some Carol EMC volunteers. And they'll take care of everything.
That's right. So if you need to bring us more than three boxes, or you have like, you know, four or five and you don't want to, you know, wait for another edition of this event, we will be charging a small fee for additional boxes. So if you bring more than three, it's $3 per box.
Cool. Awesome. So. Well, time is 8:51. We're going to go and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with the executive director of Keep Carol Beautiful, Martina Griffin, as well as community relations supervisor with Carol EMC, Taylor Key, as we chat more about the paper shredding recycling event coming up September 14th from 9 to 1 at the Carol EMC headquarters right here in Carrollton on Highway 113. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. If we were on camera, you'd be seeing us trying to find the source of this grasshopper noise. We think that there might be one that snuck in the studio with us. Martina, did you bring one, a cricket or something, in here with you?
I did not, but I may have spent a couple of nights trying to find one, and they're loud. They can be in your garage. And
there it is. That's amazing. How cool. It's providing like a little background ambiance as we talk about Keep Carol Beautiful, no stranger to nature, always trying to work on litter prevention, beautification efforts, and whatnot. To speak on that and this upcoming paper shredding event on September 14th, we got Executive Director of Keep Carol Beautiful, Martina Griffin, as well as Community Relations Supervisor, Taylor Key, with Carol EMC. So we only have about 6 minutes left, Marty.
Okay, so I can thank all of our sponsors.
Yes, let's give sponsors some love. There you go.
we can, you know, host our free events. And again, I did say that there's a $3 charge for everything over three boxes, but there's three boxes of papers you can bring to the paper shredding on September 14th for free. So if you have more than three boxes, that's when that extra little fee comes in. But we try to keep our events free, and that's why we partner with so many different organizations that sponsor us every year, so we can provide those services. The e-recycling is completely free. The haz waste is mostly free. We have some limits on paint, and then the same with the tired of tires that's coming up. You can bring up to 10 tires to the transfer station for free and save $80 on drop-off fees that you would otherwise have to pay. So there's the cricket again. But
I got excited at that option. I don't have to pay to drop off these 10
crickets
tires.
Crickets probably breed in tires. So bring us your tires. Don't breed mosquitoes and crickets. But every year we work with a bunch of different companies. And this year we're extremely lucky to get some more on board. So as always, Strong Sustainable Southwire is one of our biggest supporters. The Carroll County Government, City of Carrollton, Pilgrims Carrollton, Advantage Office Solutions from Villarica, and Magnum Paving also from Villarica, and just for the haz waste, just in time for haz waste, GFL Environmental, the trash service, also joined the presenting partners for our annual events.
Awesome!
So thank you for all those organizations.
Thank you to all the organizations.
Not to mention Carroll EMC. And their foundation and the Community Foundation of West Georgia that always support us as well.
One of the longest benefactors of Keep Carroll Beautiful. Shout out to Carroll EMC. We only got about 4 minutes, so if you could, one more time, Marty, let folks know how they can participate on September 14th at the paper shredding event.
The event will be hosted by Carroll EMC at their headquarters just off Highway 113. So if you're getting off 27, that little kind of...
Past the Ingalls there.
That's right. So that it's really close to 27. And again, all the information is on Keep Carroll Beautiful's website, so keepcarrollbeautiful.org. You can find the address and the drop-off instructions, but bring us all your sensitive paper documents. We'll recycle them for free between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. excuse me, on September 14th.
Excellent. So you can bring up to 3 banker's boxes, and of course, this is a secure recycling method, so things will be shredded and destroyed and recycled, so you don't have to worry about your personal information getting taken away there. And of course, as you mentioned, keepcarrollbeautiful.org, that's where you can learn more. Taylor, any last words for our listeners before we wrap up?
We're just super excited to see everyone. We hope it's a great turnout. We hope this is another way that we can help our members and our community.
Excellent, excellent. This is a match made in heaven, this partnership. And very glad that this event's going to be so close, right there at the Carroll EMC headquarters on 113. So that's 3 banker's boxes. It doesn't cost anything to attend. And I believe you mentioned that you won't even have to get out of your car.
That's correct. You just need to drive through the line, follow the signage, get in the right place, and we'll take it out of your car and you'll be on your way.
Excellent. So do you happen to, is there a social media for Keep Carroll Beautiful as well that folks could learn more about upcoming events?
Yes. So Keep Carroll Beautiful is on both Facebook and Instagram. So it's Keep Carroll Beautiful on Facebook and Keep Carroll Beau on Instagram. So we're easy to find, and we have all of our events set up as Facebook events, so you can click that reminder. And also don't forget to sign up for Operation Roundup if you're a Carroll EMC customer, because we really appreciate the grant funding from Carroll EMC Foundation. And if you look at your schools, Taylor, what is the teacher grant called again?
Bright Ideas.
The Bright Ideas. If you go through your kids' hallways, you can see the teachers post little posters that, they're a recipient of that grant. So you can see that money coming back to the community and helping big time.
Doing something like that, it's passive. You don't have to think about it. Just round up your bill a little bit and it goes right back into the local community to help with Keep Carroll Beautiful's recycling efforts, and I imagine many other organizations that benefit from Carroll EMC's generosity. Yes. So is there any place where folks can learn more about Carroll EMC?
Yes, they can follow us on social media. Also, our website, the link to the Bright Ideas application is live right now. It will be live through October the 7th. So if you are a public school teacher, please apply. Also, scholarships will be opening up again soon. November the 1st is usually when we really push scholarships.
Check it out. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, Taylor, Martina, thank you both for taking the time to come out here bright and early and join us on the program and talk about this event. That event, again, the paper shredding recycling event brought to you by Keep Carroll Beautiful and Carroll EMC and a bunch of other sponsors, September 14th from 9 to 1 at the Carroll EMC headquarters on Highway 113 in Carrollton. All right. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And to everyone tuning in at home, we'll see you next time.